call from God the other day. I was just a young person. He spoke to me and said, my child, you are mine. You must work and you must preach. Do you know the secret of prosperity? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all these things that people seek for, I will give them all to you. I'll go where I got to go, preach what I have to preach. I will have the maximum impact, yeah. Oh, I'll go where I got to go, preach what I have to preach. I will have the maximum impact, yeah. Blessed is the man whom God chooses, and he causes to approach. He shall be satisfied with the good of the house and of thy holy temple. Oh, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that one thing will I seek for, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord and behold the beauty of the Lord. I'll go where I got to go, preach what I have to preach, have the maximum impact, yeah. Oh, I'll go where I got to go, preach what I have to preach. I will have the maximum impact, yeah. Do you know the secret of prosperity? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all these things people seek for, I will give them all to you. Serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless. He shall bless the bread you eat. He shall also bless the water that you drink. I am the God that healeth thee. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless. A blessing for all those who serve. He shall take away sickness from your midst. The number of your days he will fulfill. I will go where I have to go, and I'll preach what I have to preach. I'll go where I got to go, preach what I have to preach, have the maximum impact, yeah. Oh, where I got to go, preach what I have to preach. I will have the maximum impact, yeah. Will you go where you got to go, preach what you have to preach, so you have the maximum impact, yeah. Oh, will you go where you got to go, preach what you have to preach, so you have the maximum impact, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll go where I've got to go, preach what I have to preach, have the maximum impact, yeah.
Father, we thank you for this opportunity. Bless us now with the presence of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. So, we had a wonderful theme last month. And all our themes have to do with victory. Virgil sang the song. Did you sing victory this morning? We have victory. Who loves defeat more than victory? I'm sure I won't get a hand here. Who loves victory more than defeat? Victory is when there's more money in your pay packet. Would you like to open your pay packet and you think maybe the boss made a mistake this month? I must talk money because it makes you awake. Amen. Victory. Victory. You will have the victory. Amen. A series of victories. A series of victories. So, we are highly blessed. We are blessed that our brother has a new car, this brother here. Clap for the Lord. This morning he came to church with nobody in his car. I said, sell the car because it is of no benefit to you. You see. Now, last month the theme was soul winning. Anybody remembers? We tried to explain to you the importance of receiving a crown in heaven and also the importance of shining like a star. Because the Bible says, he who wins souls is wise. He will shine like the star in heaven. Hallelujah. And I pray to God that I can win more souls even this year in 2019. Will it be one of your, New Year's resolution that you will win a soul and convince a soul to come to Christ? Say amen. Amen. It must be your New Year resolution that through you, somebody has made the decision to follow after Jesus. Won't it be wonderful? The woman of Samaria was such a woman. When she met Jesus, she didn't keep it to herself. She went to the others and said, come. You must also see this man. Hallelujah. May you be like the woman of Samaria. She had five husbands. And then the one that she was living with wasn't her own husband. But Jesus, through his word of knowledge, he could speak to her. The Holy Spirit said to me that he's increasing the word of knowledge in the church. The only problem I have is that some people might become offended when God tells me something about your life. But you must receive it as the word of knowledge. And it's like in the Bible when Jesus spoke to the woman at the well, he said to her, you have five husbands. He said, how did you know? He says, the word of knowledge. God's knowledge will come to me and I will reveal to you certain things. Sometimes I do get it, but I don't say it because I know you might be offended. Don't take any offense. It's to help you. Amen. It's to take you forward in life. May the Lord bless you with that. So this month we are now talking about victory. Victory by caring for others is the theme. Victory by caring. Where's my phone? I just want to see what the right theme is for this month. So that those who are writing and that's very interested in learning can receive a blessing. I'm sure it's called victory by caring for others. Is there any pastor here? Because I send it to the pastors. Yeah. Victory by caring for others. I'm correct. Amen. Praise the Lord. Victory by caring for others. If you have Bibles, today we are reading Philippians chapter 2 verse 4. Philippians chapter 2 verse 4. I'm going to give you a key in the next few sermons. I'll also be traveling from this month a lot, so I might not be here. And then other pastors of our church will be preaching. Is that good? Say amen. We are doing a crusade in Upington this month and then also some other things. Philippians chapter 2 verse 4. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We need a different mind. The mind is what we think with. The mind is how we think. You know, what we think and how we think is your mind. And that also becomes your attitude. You see, the thoughts in your mind is your attitude. How do you think? So if you don't like me, you won't smile at me. You will think that I'm a robber, I'm a thief. So it's your attitude towards me. Do you understand? That is formed by your thoughts. Say attitude. The attitude is the thought patterns in your mind. And Jesus, the Bible is explaining in Philippians 2, you must change your attitude. Hey, change your mind. Why? What's wrong with my mind? Let this mind be you, which was in Christ. Not your mind. A new mind. You need a new mind. Hallelujah. Humble people will accept that they need a new mind. Proud people don't think they need to change. Amen. Humble people need to change. The Bible is always encouraging us to be like little children who knows they need some teaching and training. Beautiful. Grown-out people don't need much training and teaching because they know everything. Is it true? Yeah, but children are always in need of training and teaching. So Jesus also said, not that you must become small like a child in the physical sense, in the mind. Say amen. Amen. You must never think that I'm now Mr. Big Stuff or Mrs. Big Big whatever, but I can always be teachable. And I can come to learn something from the pastor. Wow. And whoever God sends across my path to help me. Because God is always sending people across your path to speak to you, to help you. It's only if your attitude is not correct, you cannot receive from people. Amen. So let this mind be in you. What mind? Christ. What was the mind of Christ? Let's look at it. Christ was very concerned about others. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think the mere fact that you are sitting here today is that somebody was concerned about you and thought it important to make you part of this great family of breakthrough. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Hey. It's our big sin. The sin of selfishness. Others or self. Let me get there in a minute. Now, we've preached a lot of on this theme before. But for those who haven't heard us, we want to emphasize again that others is the reason why many churches are planted in many nations. And normally God uses what we call torch bearer, somebody who carries a flame for God and goes and plant. Like this church wasn't here before, but somebody came and started the church. It's a torch bearer, a flame bearer. That flame bearers are usually sent by God to start movements and organizations. Are you with me? Now, William Booth was such a man. He was the leader of the Salvation Army. Now, if you look at the Salvation Army today, you might think it's not as great, it's not a big church, there's only pockets. But it normally happens when the torchbearer dies, that the fire also goes. Hey, forbid. Like John Wesley is the leader of the Methodist churches. So if you look at Methodist churches, you don't think that maybe they are too powerful, small groupings, but the flame bearer, the torch bearer, when he was alive, it was fire. Hallelujah. It was power, dynamite, and fire. That's why all over the world you find these churches, because somebody carried a torch. Now, this man, William Booth, at the time when the church was very great, he had said there was going to be an important gathering of all his church leaders. And he had a very important telegram that they all had to gather to hear. And the leaders came from all over Europe to hear this important message that the leader was sending via telegram. And when they sat in the big board meeting, all the pastors from all the churches, they opened the envelope to read this wonderful message and instructions. What is our leader telling us? What we must do? And to their surprise, the letter only contained one word. There was no long instructions, no nothing. The only word that was in this letter was the word others. And they thought to themselves, what could this mean? Why is our leader not saying anything but only instructing us about others? Because the message of others is the message that other people also exist. Say amen. Not just you and your husband and your children and your cats and your dogs. The message of others is also a message to say our minds must be on others. Say amen. Is your mind on others? The message of others is we are to spend our lives for others. Hey. There's a deception in thinking about hoarding things for yourself. It's the deception of African leaders. Is it right, my sister? African leaders hoard things to themselves and the others suffer out of poverty. It's the same with you. If you want to be a Christian, you must forget about just making yourself grandeur. Self-enrichment. Self-aggrandation or something. I don't know what's the right English word. And it's what's happening in the church. Therefore, this message is an important message to preach to you and to teach to you. Do not fall into the mistake of only being selfish, but to have a mind for others. Say amen. Look now, after this, I'm even rushing to my others. Church, there was no church there. There's a church there. There are others now. And we are like family. Now I've got to also help them not to become like you. Hey! We receive lovely guidance and petting and we grow. But we must that's why I told the pastors, I will not change the theme really from soul winning. It's actually an extension of the theme. Does it make sense? We are moving from soul winning to caring for others. It's the same thing. Hallelujah. But you will find there's a blessing in it. A blessing you cannot contain. You know, Job was a man who struggled with his problems when God took his children, his wife, so many things. His cattle, but the Bible says at the end, and when Job prayed for others, actually says when he started to pray for his friends, then God turned the captivity of Job. When he started not to moan about his own problems and how difficult life is and why did God allow this to happen to him, he started now praying for his friends. And God turned the captivity of Job and blessed him beyond measure. He had more children, more cattle, more everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you with abundance when you are obedient to Him and care for others. Praise the name of Jesus. The message of others is that we must live for others. The message of others is we must serve others. The message of others is we must lay down our lives for others. The message of others is we must use all the blessings God has given us to care for others. Say forgive. Because we're not doing that, isn't it? Or we are doing it, but not as we should. Hallelujah. Let me explain to you the dangers of self-centeredness. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me daily. Hallelujah. You must deny yourself. What a shock. What a difficult scripture. Because everybody loves themselves, isn't it? And there's a degree you must like yourself. But now the Bible is giving us a mysterious instruction to deny ourselves. Hey. And it's the mysterious key to your greatest blessing. Praise the name of Jesus. Life is either about you or about others. I'm sure when they talk about Pastor Chris, they will talk about his life is for others, isn't it? I'm not sure what they say when they talk about you. And God forbid that I don't think I've arrived. I'm always beating myself up because I haven't done what I should do for God. No. I'm far behind my schedule. And I'm praying that God will have mercy on me. Are you with me? Oh, I've planted 12 churches. I've done this. No. It's not. It's nothing. Never boast about your small things. You come to heaven and the Lord says, you wicked servant. I wanted you to plant 200 churches. You only planted 10. You have failed in your mission. There's a small little castle for you, but not big. Because you failed in your mission. And some of you must just take Ellis Benz. No crowns. No crowns. You have done nothing. There's some silver Ellis Benz for you. Say, forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Life is either about you or about others. Think about it. It's something you must think about. How do they describe you? Now, the preaching of today is not to show you how weak you are and how bad you are. It's to tell you there is still time to make a transfer from if you were selfish, ask the Lord to give you grace to start to think about others. Hallelujah. It's marvelous and mysterious how God can use that to make you a blessing and to bless you. You must make a decision that either you will live for yourself or you live for others. But when you live for yourself, my friends, it is a selfish life. It is a life about self-interest, self-love, and self-enhancement. Wow, big words, isn't it? Receive it. Self-interest, self-love, and self-enhancement. It's all about me. It's all about me. You see, even relationships. You are always talking about how people hurt you. It's all about you. It's all about you. They haven't given me the bursary they promised me. My mother has always placed others, my sister ahead, and me. She didn't give me what she had to give me. Hey. His plate is bigger than mine. His chicken is larger than mine. It's all about you. Say, forgive. You must ask God to forgive you. And I am asking God to forgive me. If my mind is not right, Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ. Hey, Christ lived in a beautiful place. Hey! Christ lived in heaven. There's no fighting there. There's no swearing there. No writing on the walls there. No. No graffiti. Somebody made a joke. He said a black man, a white man, and a colored ran through a tunnel. And they said, guess who came out last? And so the answer is the colored man. So they said, why? He said, when the white man went through and the black man went through, the colored stayed behind to write on the wall, yo massa. I don't know what, but it started with your mass. I don't know how the joke fits into the preaching, but I just remembered it. It's a bad thing they say about us, isn't it? But in heaven, I was talking about there's no graffiti on the walls. So you have to change that attitude of writing everywhere. Joseph was here. Tolly was here. Hey! Peter loves Susan. So say it, don't write it on the walls. But heaven was a beautiful place. But Jesus Christ, the Bible says, he left all the splendor of heaven. Because of others. He thought of others. Let this mind be in you, you see, which was in Christ, that we can go to others. Hallelujah. Help us, Jesus. Are you still with me? Do you understand my message? So you can decide today that you will care for others instead of just caring for yourself. And it will produce in you a much richer and fulfilling life. Look at myself. I'm so blessed by knowing all of you. And even when I get to the other church, it's the same. They introduce me like, our pastor is here. And then I leave there, then I go to the other. And they say, our pastor is here. Oh, so many people. My life is rich and enriched. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the same will happen for you. Who's happy when they see you? Some men, when they come home, the dogs run into the kennel. Even the dogs are not happy to see them. But when you start to remember others, your life will be rich and fulfilled. Hallelujah. What a beautiful statement. Your life will be rich and fulfilled. Hallelujah. So that's why you see we've even taught the people to say thank you and all these things so that they can also get more blessings. But that's part of the enrichment of their lives. You see, the devil is very cunning because sometimes it's the help that God sent to you by others that has blessed you. But the devil also wants you not to be thankful. And to be forgetful, and forgetting is unrighteousness. Hallelujah. I always tell you about the man who came to preach when I gave my life to Christ. Amen. I remember his name, and I remember the sacrifice he made to preach in the cold nights. He was an old man already, but he came to preach in the cold. That's why he wore a long jacket. I didn't get it at first, so I thought every time you preach, you must wear a jacket. I mean, a coat, a long coat. But he was old, so the bones, of course, needed to be warm. Hallelujah. That's why I wear my long coat. And I think one day somebody preached in the tent and also came with a long coat. Was it Jevon? Powerful. There are some things they'll never understand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said, deny yourself and follow him. Saying no to yourself is saying no to a life of self-centeredness. And saying no to self is the beginning of a life that cares for others. Hallelujah. Now, I give you quickly three of the dangers of self-centeredness, and then we close. And there's so much I want to say, but if God spares us, we'll speak about it next week. It's a powerful series. Invite your friends and say, come learn, come listen to my pastor talk about others. The series that will deliver us from self-centeredness, self-love, and self-enhancement so that God can start to bless us. Amen. One of my brothers, he was terrible. I can't say his name. He used to have 3 apples. So you say, just give me one, then you take 2. He says, no, all 3 is for me. You, nothing. He had no mind for others, Charlie. Only for himself. But I think even from small, you can see children who have a heart for others. Isn't it? You can see selfishness in little children also, isn't it? You see the sinful nature in some children, they don't want to share. But then you get some, they will easily give again. So it's beautiful if a child has a sharing heart and some children don't have a sharing heart. Now, I don't know you, you know yourself. What type of heart do you have? Do you freely give or do you hoard things for yourself? And then you say you don't have. May we always have a heart to give to others. And I'm not just talking about the people knocking on your door for food, but it also starts there. Daar sê sy, daar's niks vir dag nie, maar sy lieg, daar is vir dag. My wife was telling me the other day, you know, a lot of people knock on our door because, I don't know, by some way they know that this is a pastor's house. So they're always expecting the pastor to be like Jesus. It's very dangerous when they know you are a pastor, I'm telling you. Can't scold anymore, everybody. Many times I want to say something to people and then they say, hi, pastor, then I have to change my, to change the way I speak. Oh, these guys, they are always parking your car, they want money. Do you understand? So I've just come from this place. Now I'm at this. Now I go to a few shops. So every time, and I get fed up and then I want to say something, then they say, pastor! So I can't let them leave with the thought that the pastor is selfish. Do you understand? He's supposed to be like Jesus. Don't you want to be like Jesus? We sing it, isn't it? I wanna be more like you, Jesus. I wanna be more like you, Jesus. I wanna be a vessel that you work through. I wanna be more like you. Sing it, Virgie. I wanna be more like you, Jesus. I want to be more like you,
more like Jesus.
I want to be a vessel that you work through. I want to be more like you. So if you want to be more like Jesus, your selfishness must go. Deny yourself. Deny yourself. Jesus didn't chase the 5,000 people away, they were hungry. That the disciples said, "Ja, die mense weg, man." The disciples said, "Laat hulle huis toe, laat hulle by hulle huis gaan eet, man. Let them go eat at their homes. Don't. They already coming to hear the word. It's everything, and now they still want to. No, these are people from Chestnut. Let them go." Jesus said, no. Let me give them something to eat. He said, wow. 5,000 people. He said, how? 2 fish. 5 small rolls. And you know, you can eat 5 rolls, many of you. You see, but the miracle of the 5 loaves and the 2 fish is the miracle of multiplication. And when you start to think of others, I prophesy God will multiply things in your life. You will not lack. Because mysteriously as you give, you shall receive. Amen. And God has made you a blessing. God has blessed you to be a blessing to others. You see, how can this be linked to soul winning? Once you start to care for people, people will gravitate towards you. Oh yeah. And then it's even a way to bring them to the house of God. Because they see the love of Christ in you. But self-centeredness, number one, was the fall of Lucifer. I'm giving you the dangers of self-centeredness. This great devil that torments the world. His great problem was self-promotion. It caused the fall of Lucifer. So you can choose to promote yourself or to promote others. Because self-promotion is a deadly sin of Satan. Satan exalted himself instead of exalting God, and he was cast down as a withered branch. And from the moment he was cast down, he is now roaming the earth and inspiring multitudes to do the same as he did when the things he did led to his destruction, but is now affecting us all to become selfish. And the world by and large is a selfish world. Somebody said there's enough money, there's enough diamonds, there's enough gold to share with all the people in the world. But because of selfishness, only a few have kept the riches for themselves. And the whole world is in poverty. Say forgive. Satan said, I will exalt, I will ascend, I will sit on the throne, I will be like the Most High. He constantly used the word I, and he sought to exalt himself. And this was the cause of the fall of Lucifer. Are you listening? So self-promotion will cause your fall like it caused the fall of Lucifer. Thinking only about yourself and not helping others will lead to your downfall. I read you the scripture that explains what happened to Lucifer. Isaiah 14 verse 12. The Bible says in the King James, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. You see that? Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Then in Ezekiel 31, verse 30, it's another little example of what happened to Lucifer. Therefore, thus said the Lord God, because thou hast lifted up thyself, thou hast lifted up thyself in height, and he hath shot up his top among the thick boughs, and his heart is lifted up in his height. This is Lucifer. Lucifer fell from heaven because of self-promotion and self-exaltation. He never had a thought. Others were singing and worshiping God. He didn't want to be part of it. So self-promotion is a dangerous thing. The other second key is that self-promotion caused the fall of man. Not only the fall of Lucifer, it also caused the fall of man. Thinking only of yourself. You know, getting you to church is also a very difficult thing because people have to fetch you, nurture you, beg you to get up. But those people that are doing that, they are thinking of you as an other. You must still grow up to come to the point where God starts to use you to think of others. At this present moment, you're only thinking of yourself. Oh, nice warm bed. Oh, this body needs to feel warm. All the fat rolls under this blanket must feel warm. Say forgive. While others are up early trying to trying to call, trying to figure out how to get you here. Mercy. Self-promotion. Genesis 3 verse 4. The serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die, for God know in the day that ye eat thereof, that your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as God. You see, now here once again, man wanted to lift himself. So Satan was telling them, you can be like God. Adam, the first man, also wanted to make himself a God. He wanted to become much greater than God had made him. Be careful that you don't push for your own promotion. Let God promote you. Amen. Satan pushed him and pushed him to go higher, to experience something greater. And this was Satan's temptation to the first man. He said, you can be just like God. And it's the temptation for all of us. Throughout your life, you will be offered things that God has not given you. And you will be tempted to have things that God has not given you. In other words, you will be tempted for self-promotion. But Jesus offers us the opportunity to work for Him so that He can look after us. Amen. You don't have to look after yourself. God will take care of you. Beautiful. Amen. God will take care of you. You see, if you seek the kingdom and God's righteousness, then the other things God will give to you. But if you are now trying to figure a way out for yourself, study. You see, all the years we study for a job for ourselves, the money for ourselves. Then we buy a car, then we buy a house, then our whole life we go to the grave just thinking of ourselves. We have never given our lives for others. What do we do? The poor passers by, the blind, the crippled, the people. No, nobody really cares. So the world is in a mess because of the selfishness of people. Say, forgive. Jesus says, seek the kingdom and I will look after you. But we want to seek the things for ourselves instead of allowing God to give them to us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I decided to seek after the things of God. I was a school principal, me, by profession. But I left it all to seek the things of God. Somebody said, you'll never have a nice car. You'll never have a nice house. But my house is bigger than all the school principals. That's my friends. And oh, I'm doing things and seeing things that they could never dream of. Because if you work for God, He will take care of you. Amen. And even when they said you'll never have a nice car, you've joined a life of poverty. I also thought it's true, and I was willing to give it up for others. Are you with me? The politicians that you're going to vote for, they don't really care for people. No, they want the big salary to sit in that big chair, MEC. And then there are many companies, they also give money to the poor. And you see, these companies, they only give to get the tax exemption from the government. Not all, but most of them. And then you see most people, they take pictures for the Tiger Burger, how they gave soup to the poor. Hey. It's all to show themselves how great they are. How great I am. How great I am. Self-aggrandizement. Self-promotion. But it's not God's way. Just serve others humbly. God will lift you up. God will promote you. Hallelujah. You wonder why some people walk in top positions, but in the kingdom, because they've served others. Many who sought to be elevated financially today, they've rather been thrown down and they are wallowing in financial darkness. Today, many of the people who sought to have their eyes open like Adam, when Satan promised him God will open his eyes, it was a lie. They are now living in darkness. Just like Lucifer was thrown down into darkness and difficulty, many Christians have been thrown into darkness and difficulty because they also try to do things for themselves. Do not bother to promote yourself. Say amen. Don't try because you want your eyes to be open. You want to be like God. But you will fall like an animal. Self-promotion is a bad idea. Allow God to lift you up. Hallelujah. Help others, and then you will be lifted up. And the last one is that self-promotion caused the fall of Babel. Remember, there was a group of people who wanted to build a city, a tower, high enough so that they can be great. But the Bible says God came and distorted them and broke that selfish idea of wanting to become great. Are you with me? He broke it. We must deny ourselves and become almost like nothing. And you see, doing that, we're going to have to be working amongst the people that we don't think much of in the natural, but God thinks of them. Yeah, if you go to Dell South and Symphony, you will see this of the poor people are there. So I'm not thinking about a nice meal after this, going home, sitting in my nice table. I have a nice table, 8-seater. No. I get home at 3 p.m. Preaching, teaching. Ish. Wonderful. Praying for others as they are crying. The others have issues. Not only you. You think you have the only issue. Others have issues. And as I'm preaching and ministering, it's not that I don't have also my own issues. I also have issues. For every issue, there's a tissue. Hey. But if I only think of my own issues, I will never be reaching out to you. True? Yeah. Others need Christ. Not just you. Jesus, when they wanted to keep him on one spot, he said, no. Other sheep have I also that must hear my voice. Others need Christ. So the Tower of Babel. Genesis 11 verse 4. To those who love to read the Bible. Genesis 11 verse 4. You can go read this whole story. They said, let us build a city and a tower which may reach to the heaven. And let us make us a name. They wanted to make a name. Hey, all the selfishness is to make a name. I drive a nice car, a nice BMW, Mercedes, Golf. I'm driving. People must see me. Forgive. Lest we be scattered abroad the face. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men built. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one. They have one language. And this they begin to do, and nothing will be restrained from them. Let us go down and confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore the name of the place is called Babel, because the Lord confounded the language. It became a babble, a babble, a babble. They couldn't understand each other. It is nice to be promoted, but self-promotion is not the way. Say amen. Self-promotion is an evil thing. Don't try to promote yourself. Hallelujah. It has caused the destruction of Lucifer. It has caused the fall of Adam. And it has caused the confusion in Babel. Because they wanted to raise themselves up and make themselves a great name. Hallelujah. Psalm 75 verse 6 says, promotion doesn't come from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But promotion comes from the Lord. Do you believe that? Hallelujah. It is time for us to forget about ourselves. The Bible actually says, deny yourself. Deny yourself. The chorus writer, Frank was left now, but the chorus writer says, so forget about yourself, you see. concentrate on Him and worship Him. There are many people that need help. Many people need to hear the message. Many people need a shepherd. Many people have issues. Many people need Christ. But if you're in our self-interest, we don't care about other people. How wicked can we be? We don't care. We don't really care. Oh, our whole life is struggling to build an empire for ourselves. May God deliver us from such an evil. And may it be said of you one day that you meant a lot for the people of this world. What will they say of you at your grave? Must we come lie about you also? You know, we lie a lot. The place where lies are told is at the graveside. Ooh. One lady came to her husband's funeral. She came late because she had the 3 children and they came late. And unfortunately, the funeral was already on. So they sat at the back and they were saying nice things about the man in the coffin. Oh, everybody was praising him. Then the woman said to the children, "Let's go. I think we came to the wrong funeral. That can't be your father lying in that coffin. He was a piece of rubbish." Hey. But it's at funerals we normally say nice things. So many lies. Sy het omgegee vir anders. She cared for others. She never cared. She only cared for her husband, her children, her cat and her dog. That's it. She wanted to attain a PhD, go work in the UN, in Geneva, Switzerland. That's all. Have a nice house there. Don't care about the millions of South Africans that's perishing without Christ. Others need the Lord. People need the Lord. And I want to give my life, the rest of my life, every day. As every day comes, it's another day in my life. I said, "Lord, use my life for others. Let me just not build for myself." Because as I'm helping others, God is building for me my own things. Amen. Hallelujah. May the Lord God in heaven give to you a heart for others. A heart for others. At the end of broken dreams, people need the Lord. People need Jesus. People need a Savior. People also need a shepherd. You have a nice shepherd, isn't it? Look how nice your shepherd is teaching in the mornings. Are you the only one that needs a shepherd? Others. Others. Now, only the Holy Spirit can do this, to make your heart turn to others. So we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to affect our hearts, to do an operation. Are you willing to go to an operation table, a spiritual operation table, where suddenly you see you have a soft spot for others and you hardly pass by others without trying your best to be of a help and a benefit? And you see, by this, the Bible says, "By this shall people know you are my children, if you have a love for one another." Love, love. You show love. You don't just abandon. And some people don't understand love. Sometimes it's in your hardness and your strictness in developing a young man that is love. Love corrects things. Amen. If I didn't care, I wouldn't have even worried to speak to you. I could have been on a boat cruise this morning. No, but because of others. Hallelujah. May the Lord help you that you will be a man for others and a woman for others. Let us stand to our feet. Amen. What song are you playing? We can only sing what you're playing. Can you play it? Play it, my boy. That will be wonderful. Hallelujah. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. Before I leave to Symphony, I wanted to pray for others. Anybody that has a need. Sometimes people come to church with a need, and that's why we are here, to help you and to stand with you and to pray with you. To pray with you. I'm going to pray for your hearts and for my heart, that God will fix it. That the mind of Christ will be in our mind. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. Lebo kayaba shandalabara. Tamborobosh. Likarabaha karabababa. Lendoroboshekayabaha. Father, when you sent Jesus from this glorious throne to the earth, he came from heaven to earth to show us the way. The palace with all its beauty. But he thought of others. May we think of others. Turn our hearts to have a place for many others that are suffering. They don't have what we have. Deliver us from self-centeredness, self-love, self-achievements. And may our hearts turn to help those that are in need of help. Many, many more people outside, they need Christ. They need a shepherd. They need guidance. They need advice. Hallelujah. May we be those that deliver others and help others. May we deny ourselves and follow Jesus. Say no to our own accumulations and say yes to the kingdom work of God. Lebo karabaha. Holy Spirit, come. Come and melt our hearts. Melt our hearts and make us one with one another. One in vision, one in thought. That we will be able to be your instruments. To be used of you. Amen. Right, sing it. People need the Lord. While I pray for those who come for prayer, whatever their needs are. Virgie, if you have a need, doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be on what I was talking, but whatever your need is, your sickness, come quickly so I, before I go, I can pray for a few people. Hallelujah. God's anointing is here.
End of broken dreams. He's the open door. People need the Lord.
Yes, they need the Lord.
People need the Lord. When will we realize people need the Lord?
Where's LP Ellison? Check with the ladies if there's any special request and it goes quicker.
People need the Lord at the end of broken dreams. He's the open door. People need the Lord. The Lord. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, He's the open. People need